welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. Today is Thursday, August 21st. And you know how we've got this high-speed gigabit internet in Chattanooga? What are we actually doing with it? Well, Mozilla's Gigabit Community Fund is helping to find uses for it in classrooms, museums, and other learning environments. One winner of the Gigabit grant is still in high school, but she's developed an educational project working with app development. WUTC's Rabbit Zilke is speaking with Anjali Chandra.
Anjali, you are a senior at Girls Preparatory School.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm a rising senior.
And you already have your own nonprofit organization.
Yes, ma'am. I started Global Excel 6 years ago. So for my 11th birthday, I started this organization.
You are a recent recipient of a grant that was provided to help utilize the amazing internet we have here and develop applications. And was this focused primarily on the youth?
The grant that I received from the Mozilla Gigabit Fund was essentially for any project that was using the gig in an innovative way. And I really decided to apply for it for GigBridge, which is the project that I'm working on currently, because there is such a divide in terms of access to the gig. Although we have all this amazing technology and high-speed internet, there's not enough people who are able to tap into that resource. So the way this program works is to be able to connect more people into the gig.
You started a program at Eastlake that encourages other young people to be involved in STEM activities.
Yes. So GigBridge is a introduction to application development program specifically for English as a second language students. And it aims to alleviate linguistic disparities, improve access to health education, and also increase minority representation in STEM careers, because currently there's just 1% of the STEM workforce is comprised of Latinas, and all the rest of it is constituted by men and primarily Caucasians. So I'm really targeting minority and non-English speaking communities to get involved in STEM careers.
How do you actually do that? I mean, what happens at an event?
Okay, so the program is an enrichment program for middle and high school students. It's an after-school program that they'll participate in beginning in September. We did a transition camp, which was a condensed version of what we're going to be doing this fall. But essentially, the students will be learning from local IT professionals how to develop applications in a fun, non-coding-based software called AppyPie. And they'll develop those applications in their first language, and then they'll translate it with the help of local language mentors into English or whatever their second language is. At the final product, it'll be a bilingual application that they can use not only to educate their families, but also to educate people who have English as their first language. So it would be available for both non-English and English-speaking communities. And the applications are specifically focused on obesity and diabetes, because those are huge issues in the Latino community.
Are you bilingual?
I am, to some degree. Although I'm not completely fluent in Spanish, I've taken AP Spanish and I love to practice it. So whenever I get a chance, I like to speak with native speakers, and hopefully I'm on my road to becoming completely bilingual.
I think working with especially the Latino community to develop these apps is going to help along those lines. But what you're also developing are skills that can turn into jobs for young people.
Yes, definitely. Oftentimes, students in these communities aren't exposed to careers like engineering, computer science, which are some of the highest paid degrees out there right now, and the most needed as our world is moving to this high, fast-paced technology kind of atmosphere. And just around here in Chattanooga, we have Blue Cross Blue Shield and Unum and TVA, which are always looking for people who have a STEM background. So this is a great way just to widen the students' horizons and show them that there are these types of careers out there for them.
When it comes to developing apps, the first thing a lot of people think of, especially in terms with young people still in school, you think games or something that is a little bit more frivolous than addressing obesity and diabetes. That's a pretty serious topic.
Yes, and that's kind of what's unique about this program, because not only are they going to be learning the technological skills to develop apps, but they're going to become ambassadors of health in their community. It's something that they can become proud of. Once the obesity rates and diabetes rates go down, they can feel that they contributed to it. They developed an app that helped educate people in their community to stay healthy. So it's not just an app that people can use for recreation, but it's something that will actually have a significant impact on people's health.
Is the app complete?
They're actually going to get the opportunity to choose what focus area they want to develop their app in once the program starts. So essentially, each team will be creating their own app. And then at the end of the program, which will conclude in November, they're going to present it to a panel of judges, and the judges will then decide which is the best or most promising application. That application will not only be uploaded to the Android store, which all of them will be, it'll be converted into an Apple app as well, which can be uploaded to the Apple store.
In the Android environment, everything is open source and relatively free. But when you go to develop an app for the Apple Store, there is some pretty significant pricey software involved in doing that.
Right. And that's why we're so thankful to the Mozilla Gigabit Fund, because we've been able to include award stipends for the team that does have the best application, where we can go ahead and with this software buy a plan for them to translate it into Apple compatible software. And that way they'll be able to upload their apps and see it on the Apple Store.
In the future, are their apps going to be free, or are you leaving that to the groups?
For the winning team, we're going to leave that to the group, because this would be a great opportunity for them to embrace the entrepreneurial spirit and make some money with these apps. But the rest of the teams, it's their option. If they want to pursue it, then we'll connect them with local developers who have taken their apps and made them available for purchase. But we're hoping that majority will decide on their own what they want to do with their app in the future.
So where do you see yourself going after you complete high school? This is your senior year.
Yes. So I'm kind of torn right now in terms of majors, because I have so many interests. But I think I want to go into either nonprofit management or tie that in with public health, because I'm really passionate about health, but I love community organizing and community action. So I think that that would be a perfect kind of sweet spot, which mixes my two interests.
Anjali hopes the STEM community will get involved in GigBridge.
We are looking for IT mentors and language instructors for our program. Any high school student or college student who has a computer science background or an interest in technology, or even an IT professional, could be eligible for the program. Positions are both paid and volunteer. They don't have to have any coding background, because the software we're using is non-coding based and it's relatively intuitive. And I'm encouraging people to reach out, because this is a really rewarding experience. I know I remember the feeling I got when a boy who I worked with this past summer came up to me, and originally, he wanted to be a basketball player, and I asked him again, so at the end of the camp, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he said, I think I want to be a basketball player, but I think I want to make apps too. So that was just really rewarding for me, and I think that that feeling is what really keeps me involved in this work, and it is something that would get other people involved in this work. So I encourage any person with a computer background or a language background to come and help out, because we really want to make this a program that unites the community and bridges the divide that we have here in terms of the gig.
You can learn more about this project online at globalxl.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.